Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Bin Simon Kuf Samaches. We have started the Dinam of Pasabah Bekissin Sivav, the bottom of 132. One, moving on to page 133. We talked about the Hakdama last time, and we're going to go back into that right again to understand what the Dinam of Pasabah Bekissin is, and really to get a background information in order to be able to understand the different questions that are involved. There's no way we are going to be able to answer all questions, as if we're going to have to build upon this as the days go by. Okay, we're probably only going to finish the dinam as of next week. Okay, but here we go. As I said last time, we discussed that there is pas saba bekissin is defined as basically, we'll define it really in only in Siv Zayin next time, and that is there are three shitas, but basically, the underlying principle is, it's flour and water, and then other things are added. It's made into a type of snack or dessert type food. It's not bread, which is normally the staple of a meal. Okay, bread, which is the staple of it. That's what we call lechem gomor. Lechem gomor, as we all know, you have to make hamotzi lechem in arts. No matter how much you're going to eat, it's going to need to tell us a dime. Okay, depending on a little bit, you have to eat a little bit more. And if you're going to cry over birkas the bazan if you have a kazayis. Okay, that's by lechem gomor. Pas abba kissin, we said, is lechem midoraisa, as Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, beferish. It is really lechem. However, chazal or koveya, that as long as you're using it as it's normally made, that is a snack food or a dessert food, it is going to get borei minei mizonos and alamichya. Once you've turned it into a suda, once you've turned it into a suda, and that's what we're going to define today, what does it mean, turning it into a suda, then it goes back to its daraisa din. You have now the achalta v'savata v'racha, you are daraisa, it's considered bread, you're going to have to wash, you're going to have to make a motzi, and you have to go to, you have to bench, like any other types of bread. That's possibly kissing. There is a third sug of food, which is also flour and water. Flour and water, that is then, it's not baked, but it is cooked, okay? It is cooked. That is what we call a maisa kadera. That's going to get borei minei mizonos alamichya automatically. The hainu, bread, it's usually its qualities is number one. It's something that is usually the staple of the meal. And B, it is baked. It's flour and water that is baked. That's bread. Pasa v'bekissin is flour and water that is also baked, but other things are added to it to make it a dessert-type food. And then there's maisa kadera that is flour and water that is then cooked. Hainu, any pastas, okay? Pastas and the like. Oatmeal, things like this that are cooked with water and not baked, that is also not like bread, and it can never turn into bread. No matter how much you're going to eat of it, you can have as much lasagna as you want today for lunch, and you're still not going to have to wash and bench on it, because it is not pasta bekissin, it is a maisa kadera. It is pasta. And therefore, since it is cooked, it does not get amotzi lechem min haaretz, no matter how much you're going to eat. Okay, let's see. Oh, here's Sivav, and we'll discuss more about it in a moment. Pasaba bekissin of varachalav borei minei zonos. Pasaba bekissin, you're gonna make borei minei zonos ulacharo bracha achas main shalosh, and you make a bracha achas main shalosh, what we call alumichya on it. V'im achol mimenu shir, shacherim regilu igual love, if you eat them out that other people normally are koveya sudav, af al pishu hu lo saveya, even though he is not necessarily, satiated, you're going to make a motzi u birkas hamazon. Okay, then second din over here in Sivav. If at the beginning you sat down, you were planning on having one piece of cake. Okay, you didn't know I was going to taste it. You decided to have a little piece. And you know what happens after you have a little piece of cake, especially if it is very good cake, you end up deciding you want to eat a lot more of the cake. Okay, the acher kach achol shir shacher and kovim alav. At the end of the day, after every little splinter you took, you ended up eating a whole lot of cake to the point where you eat a normal amount that a person would have a suda on. Yivarech alav birkas amazon. Even though you said borei minei mizonos at the beginning, because you thought you're only going to have a little bit. At the end, you ended up having a suda amount of it. Therefore, at the end, you are now be'achalt of a savata. After you're chayim with the rice to the bench. Therefore, yivarech alav birkas amazon. Even though you didn't make a motzi at the beginning, you're still going to have to bench. We'll come back to that din later on. Then the Mechaber says a third din over here. Now, the first din we talked about was you eat the shir that a normal person would normally kovei alav. Even if you are not satiated, it still gets a motzi and berakas a muzzle. The opposite case now. You eat less than a normal person would eat for its kovei asuda. Al pishu hu kovei alav. Even though he is kovei alav, einu vavarich elo borei minei mezonos ubracha achas mein shalosh. It's going to be borei minei mezonos ubracha achas mein shalosh. Why debatla daito eitzel kol adam? We say mevatel is das. You go after the norm. You see over here the dinim of pasta of a kisnin is an objective din. There's some type of objective shear that we'll get into right now. That is the shear of pasta of a kisnin that is going to require berkas amotzi, berkas amazam idarais. Okay? However, if you did not eat that shear, even though you're honestly satiated, then you are not going to have to go ahead and wash and bench. Fine. So what is this magical shear that turns your pancakes, that turns your cake, that turns your cookies into a motzi and not borei minei mezonos? So look inside the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Kav Dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kav Dalet at the end of the page. He says, Vihine, last few words of the page on page 132. Vihine, le'inyin eruv v'techumim. When it comes to eruv v'techumim, which you also need a shear suda. B'simin shin samaches ita the shear suda hu gimel o dalet beitzim. It's about 3 or 4 kibetzas, which is 6 to 8 kizesim. Okay? That is the shear. That's the shear by Yair V'Chatzir, Tchumim. V'katu kamu achronim duhu adin kan choshu bazeh shear kviya suda. And there are those who achronim say that we equate the shear over there, that shear kviya suda. We'll say that's the shear also over here. If someone eats between 3 or 4 kibetzim, 7 to 6 to 8 kizesim, that is already the shear of kviya suda. And therefore, you would have to wash a bench. If you want to know be'erich, how much that is, be'erich, a medium-sized ruglach, about 8 or 9 of those. Okay, about 8 or 9 medium-sized ruglach, that's the first shear over here. However, if you notice from the Mechaber, it did not sound like that from the Mechaber. The Mechaber didn't sound like there was a shear amount. It sounded like the normal amount that a person normally eats at a suda. That's the next opinion. Aval kam achronim v'agra michlolam. However, other achronim, and also agra, the gra amongst them. Notice the word over here, aval, which generally points out to the Mishnah Berurah that this is the Iker Shita. Chalukim, they disagree. Usvir lehu dein levarach hamotzi berkas hamazon el kashir su'uda kavua shehu shal erev haboker. Okay, they used to back in the day have two sudas a day. Okay, the normal amount that a person would have at a suda, that's the amount that turns it from berkas borei minei mezonos to berkas hamotzi, from alamichya to berkas hamazon. Okay, the normal person eats sudas erev haboker. Moshe katov beis yosef b'shem shibali leket v'chein matzati v'eshkol demucha shu sover keren. That's the ferishin kamen rishonim v'cheinota yoter lashon of shulchan aruch, which sounds like the lashon of the shulchan aruch. If you're koveya suda on the mountain, a normal person would consider this lunch or dinner. That would be considered right, the shear koveyas suda for pas of a kissin, and you would go ahead and make wash and bench. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom lechatchila tov lachosh ledasa machmirin. Okay, clearly he says gimel odal beitzim is a shear that is much smaller than the amount the normal person is kovei suda alav. Okay, but you should imachem v'das machirim shelo lechol dalid beitzim. The kol shekenu davar sheish listavlo medini umpasul kusin v'chulei v'chulei. Lemais the Mishnah Berurah paskins the following, and this is how the poskin paskin also. That is, we have the machlokas in the poskim over here. Is it gimel odal beitzim, or is it the normal amount that a person is kovei suda? Even though maker didn't we paskin like the greater shear, the shear that a normal person is kovei suda alav. However, he says it to be machmir for the other opinion, not to get into this gray area where you have a suffix. That means not to eat more than dalad beitzim. Now, I just want to point out over here, you see the Mishnah Berurah all of a sudden leaves out gimel beitzim. He only says dalad beitzim. And Rav Moshe Feinstein points out the same thing. Since we take this sheet as only as a chumrah, we can be meikel for the gimel beitzim and only start to be machmer at dalad beitzim. That 8 kizesim, at that point, one should not eat that amount. Because at that amount, he's already the suffik birkas amazon, suffik amotzi. If he wants to make borei minei mezonos alamichya, he should eat less than dalad beitzim. He should eat less than dalad beitzim. If he wants to wash and bench, then he should have the amount that a normal person would be koveya asura alav. Anything in between those shiurim is sort of like a gray area. We would leave it as a suffix. Don't get into that. Don't get into that problem. Okay? If you want to get into that problem, wash on a piece of bread or something, and then you can have whatever you want, and you get out of all the shilas over here. Okay, so that is how we paskin alach lemaisa over here, that the normal amount that a person eats of the suda, that's the norm. Now, even though we say it's an objective din, the Bir Halacha points out over here. Dibur Amasl Afal Pi Shehu Koveya, page 133. He says over here, Umikol Malkum, three lines in. Nira Bar, the Imu Zokinu Nar. If he's very old and therefore he has a smaller metabolism, or he is a young child, he's a just turned bar mitzvah, and therefore has a smaller metabolism. Shachilosan muat b'teva, and therefore he eats less than a normal person. Chayavin ba'amotzi o'berkas amazon im ochlu shir shedark and tomi likvazeh. Kevin shekol b'nei mina mistapim b'shir achilu kazu. Basically, even though it's an objective din, you go by your category of who you are. If you are someone who's very young, 13, 14 years old, who don't eat as much, let's say, as a 20-year-old, so therefore that category of people has a smaller amount of what their sheer kviya suda is. The same thing if someone's a zakin. If someone's a zakin, older people eat less than younger people, and therefore if a zakin eats the amount a normal zakin would eat in a zuda, he would also then be required to wash and bench. However, if you are, let's say, the rest of the category who eats a normal amount, perhaps, maybe a young teenager eats even more than that. Maybe they get their own category also, according to this Bir Halacha, an 18-year-old eats more than your average, I don't know, 30-year-old. Okay, maybe they get their own category also. But let's say a 30-year-old, let's say between 25 and 65 years old, or 60 years old, whatever it is, when someone's considered a zakein, and turns out they start to eat less, they will all have an objective share of what a normal person eats. Meaning, if you're a person who eats a lot less than the norm, you don't go after your normal way of eating, you go after the normal of the world, and that is how you koveya of what is going to be Berakas HaMotzi. Once again, young person, old person, they get their own objective category in and of itself. Now, one more layer that is extremely important now over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Kavdalet at the beginning. We left it at the end. What is included in the Shir Kviya Suda? Is it only the Pasab Abakistan? Let's say you go to Kiddush and you have cakes and you have cookies, but you also have some cholent and you also have some, chicken fingers and, some fish balls or whatever else you're going to have at the thing. So kugel and things like this. Okay, what are you going to have? Okay, so what about those? Are those mitzarif to the shir or not? Look inside the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham. Katav Achronim. Dim achlu levado. If you eat it alone, tzarich shalchu shir shachim legula to lizbam imenu levado. If you're only having pasab of kisnin, so then the shir goes only after that. However, im achlu im basar dvarim acherim shemelaftim bo esapas. Okay, sagi kishochel shir shachim regilim lizbam imenu kishochlin gan came in dvarim acherim. Then the shir is going to be the shir of pasab of kisnin plus everything else you have at that suda. Therefore, according to this Magen Avraham, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you want to know where the Rav Moshe is, it's kedai to see it inside. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamed Beis, also in Chelek Dalet, Sof Simon Nun Aleph. Rav Moshe writes based on this Mishnah Berurah, based on this Magen Avraham, those who eat these types of, he writes, says the Befers, these types of cakes at weddings or kiddushes and Shabbos, it is absolutely going to be problematic. Oh, I'm just going to have a lot of mizonos, no problem, or I'll have a little bit of mizonos, and I'll have all the other foods not to get into the suffix. No, says Rav Moshe, you're not helping yourself out over here. You're still going to have to wash and bench, because you're mitzarif everything you're going to eat, and I'm mitzarif the cholent, and you're going to start the chicken fingers, and the potato kugel, the Yerushalmi kugel, all the other things you're going to have at the kiddush, you're going to have to mitzarif to there. You have the shmorg at the wedding, I'm not going to wash at the shmorg. Maybe I'll wash later on, maybe not. At the shmorg, you're going to have the sushi, and you're also going to take a little kiddush cake along with it, or any other pasab with kissin. You're at the mitzarif, all the carving slices and all these other things along with it, and you would have to bench also. You have to wash and bench at the shmorg also. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you're not going to get yourself out of this problem because you're mitzarif everything over here, according to his understanding over here of this Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. Okay? However, if you're nervous, there are certain things what to be samachan, and I'll explain right now. Number one, for Sardim, the Kafachayim. I don't know about all B'nai Sard, but the Kafachayim writes that not like this. He disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he holds the shear goes only by the shear of Pasab of a Kistin. Okay? But even more than that, the Shmira Shabbos Kel Chasab Perik Nundal the Arukuf Lamid Beis. Also brought down over here by Moreno Verabin or of Nevinsal in Dibur Masel Im Basr. Number one, at the end, the Rav Neventhal brings down the Shulchan Aruch Rav. I guess Chabadnikers have what to be sumach on. He brings an enormous shear of what the shear Kviya Sudan is like. I don't know, he says it's kaf aluf beitzim v'gimel chamshim. So over here, it's almost four times the amount that the gimel dalet beitzim over here, the shear over here, okay, so they have what to rely on also. But, Rishul Mazalman Orba, according to that Shemir Shabbos, also brought down the beginning of Ramarain Rabbein Rav Neventhal over here, he brings down the middle shita, which he believes, and I think so, this is the poshup shot of the Magen Avram. What did the Magen Avram say over here? He didn't say you're mitzarif all foods. He says, "Im achlu im basar o dvarim achim shem laftim bo apas sagi kishol hashir sharechem rigliel." So what's the least bobby menu? Says there's Shlomo Zalman in Pashit. If you only have a piece of cake and then I don't know you have cholent on the side, you do not mitzarif the cholent. You don't have to worry about that. But if you're on crackers and you put the tuna fish on the cracker, you eat it with the pasa baba kisnin. You eat them together. Then you're mitzarif what you eat together with the pasa baba kisnin. So you take those two kiddush crackers, you put tuna in the middle, or you put lox in the middle, or something like this, you make yourself a little sandwich, that you are going to mitzarif according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba. But, I don't know, the chicken fingers and the cholent and the potato kugel and the Yerushalmi kugel, that you have on the side of your plate, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba, says Moreinim Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal, that those you do not mitzarif to the sheer kvias suda. Sorry, I'm making everyone hungry over here. Okay? Maybe.
Yes, like
that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach holds. Yes.
Do you mean, say, cake and chicken fingers is one thing, but let's say I have a regular meal on Shabbos, I have Shabbos, here, so I have bread, and I have meat. It's like the meat, it's part of the meal, normal part of the meal.
Even that is not mitzarif according to Shlomo Zalman. Only that which you eat mamish with the pasa baba kisnin, only that is going to be mitzarif. Other things are not going to be mitzarif, like I said before. Okay, that is the pasha din according to Shlomo Zalman. Says Moreinu Ravinu, Rav Neventhal beferish over here, ve'admor zal. Amar davko kishaachlam yachad, ba'ofen shadvarim acherim be'emes melaftim. Okay, that is the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So that is the, according to this Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is what many are somechan l'maisa, to have a little bit of mezonos. You can have mezonos in order to be yotze. Let's say you're kiddush b'makom suda, you can have a little bit of cake, you can have a little bit of other things, and then you can have all the other things in the kiddush, and you can still make, be happy with making ala michya afterwards and bury mezonos before you don't have to wash it off the bench. But, once again, even according to Shlomo Zalman, if you're getting to this 3-4 kebetzim area, okay, once again, we said we could be makel for, let's say, dalet beitzim, like Ramosha says, then Mishnah Berurah points out over here, then you're getting yourself into a suffix, and for sure, if you're going to have a shear of kovei asudolof, of mezonos, a pasa of a kisnin, or pasa of a kisnin with things spread onto it. So, to Baruch Hashem, normally we don't put things onto cake. Okay, we don't have put tuna fish onto cake and things like this. So you don't have to worry about that. But crackers and stuff like that, which is also going to be pasa of a kisnin, that you are going to have to be machmar, not to get yourself into this quasi sheer kviya suda, or else you're going to run into problems. Okay, that is the din over here. That's for today. One more thing, though, which I said before, in this case where you started off thinking you're on a diet, you're going to have a one sliver of cake, but then you ended up having the whole cake. Okay, you ended up having the whole cake, and you clearly had shir kviya suda. We said over here, the machaber says, even though you didn't have mezonos at the beginning, you got a bench. So you did. Let's say you didn't know the halacha at the beginning. And then your local shanabek guy comes and tell you, by the way, you just had shir kviya suda, I didn't know the halacha. Okay, I forgot to wash and make gamotzi at the beginning. You had the bench at the end. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he couldn't kavot. He says over here, cave in Shir Kviya Suda, since you're mashing the Shir Kviya Suda, aval amotzi ain't sarach. You don't have to make a motzi levarich amashin nimlach lechol. And once you're going to future eat, okay, even let's say you've already eaten half the shir. You already eaten half the shir, now you're going to have the other half. You still don't have to make a motzi. Cave in aimba mashin munach lefanav, achar shenimlach shir Kviya Suda, because what's in front of you, the little piece of cake you have still left in front of you, is not enough that you would normally have to wash and make a motzi on. Only with tziruf of what you ate before. So therefore you wouldn't make a motzi, you would have to bench. However, in be'emes yeshir kviya suda, okay, you had one piece of cake and now you decide you want to have the rest of the cake. Okay, you want to have a whole lot more cake. At that point, even though you made mezonos at the beginning, you would have to stop. You would have to wash. Because what you have in front of you, what you're going to future eat, is enough for sheer kviyas suda, That is how the psak over here of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, Bezrat Hashem, you'll continue next time with more on Passover Kisa, and have a great day.